Law professor Philip Alston is a United Nations expert on extreme poverty. In his position as a UN Special Rapporteur, he reports on places where pervasive poverty and human rights issues intersect. His latest tour is taking him to parts of the U.S., specifically the Ohio Valley region.
There are pretty extreme levels of poverty in the United States given the wealth of the country, and that does have significant human rights implications. The United States is very keen for me and others to investigate human rights issues in a lot of other countries, which I've done. Now it's the turn to look at what's going on in the U.S.
Alston's visit to Charleston will include a town hall on topics including gaps in the social protection system, health issues including water and sanitation, the opioid crisis, access to health care, and the criminalization of the poor. Joseph Cohen, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia, says it isn't a crime to be poor.
Local governments criminalize poverty through actions like passing ordinances that make it illegal for people to beg. Because of our state's uneven and unfair cash bail system, our jails are overcrowded with people who have not been convicted of any crimes. They're sitting in jail because they can't afford to make their bond.
The ACLU is one of several groups that will discuss the systematic causes of poverty in West Virginia with Alston. In the Ohio Valley region, more than 2.5 million people live in poverty. Nearly 1.2 million of those people live in deep poverty, families making below 50% of the poverty level.
I have never seen a time when families are suffering as much as they are today.
That's Jack Breck, a 40-year-old veteran of anti-poverty efforts in Southern Ohio, where he led the Athens County Welfare Department.
Having somebody from outside this country come and take an objective look at how we treat poor people, maybe that will help wake people up in this country to, moving in a different direction.
Breck says allowing such high rates of poverty has been a choice.
Neither political party wants to be the political party that has bailed out poor people.
Alston says poverty is always the result of political choices.
Civilized society doesn't say people go and make it on your own, and if you can't, bad luck. The idea of human rights is that people have basic dignity, that it's the role of the government, yes, the government, to ensure that no one falls below a decent level. That's what a civilized society is all about.
Alston's final report on his visit to the United States will be available in the spring of 2018. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.